secured by the Voting Rights Act of 1965, the Section 208 of the Act. You have a right to take a person to help you and to assist you. So don't be turned away and told that you can't bring somebody in to help you if that's a person of your choice.
Exactly.
To make sure that you do that, right, Mr. Ford?
Exactly, exactly. And I'm a caretaker for my nephew who is visually impaired. But we
there
go
you go.
To the polls together. We go to the polls. I ask him who he's interested in voting for. He tells me, and I demark that particular individual. But if I can take a step back really quickly and help
yes.
people understand, in 2018, when we passed in the state of Florida Amendment 4, restoring
yes.
the
mm-hmm.
right for returning citizens, our state legislature immediately went in to put these fees into the requirements.
Right.
Now, when I look at this gentleman, okay, how do you then, and they did this without even having a database from which these individuals mm-hmm. would be aware of if they owed and what they owed. The state had one thing. The counties had something. Municipalities had different fees. So you don't even know. Yes. Now, we're in the process of fighting this because we're looking at the fact that if these people have public defenders, that means they couldn't afford an attorney. And then most likely, if they couldn't afford an attorney, they couldn't afford court costs. So our aim now is to address this issue, but unfortunately, it won't be in time for this election. However, for future elections, that's where our attack and our focus is going to be to address this so that, again, no one's civil rights or constitutional rights will be infringed upon, all because you have a governor, and most of these are in these red states, that decided that they want to impose more harm on citizens than doing what's necessary in allowing them the opportunity to exercise their right to vote.
Now, Barbara, you know, he's cooking with butter on this one when he starts talking about that Amendment 4 down in Florida, because you know nothing gets under our skin more than the disinformation that was being put out by the Florida General Assembly when they went in and overrode what over 60% of the Florida residents voted for, right? Because
exactly.
Florida residents voted in 2018 to say, you know, we think that, you know, if your feet are in the street, you should be able to vote. And then that's when your legislature down in Florida then came back and said, well, not so quick. We don't know if we want those folks voting. So we want to do it precisely what you said. We want to force them to pay their fees, fines, and restitution before their rights are regained. The only problem, as you've indicated, was the state of Florida doesn't know how much they owe. They couldn't calculate it. Couldn't figure out what they want them to pay. And so that's how you end up with the gentleman that you were speaking of earlier, where you said that, you know, they came back after he had been voting in a couple of cycles to say, well, wait a minute, you have some type of fee or fine that you still owe from, what was it, 1998.
Unbelievable.
Come on now. That makes no sense at all, Barbara.
And you've been allowing the gentleman to vote all these years. And you did it at the last minute. He got the letter. Thank you. And you did this at the last minute. He got the letter last week, you heard, everyone. This is all wrong. It's all wicked. We want you to make a note. Everybody listening throughout the country, hear this loudly. There are, in our country, 18 million people. 18, you heard me, 1-8 million people who are formerly incarcerated, who are confused about their right to vote. They are eligible to vote. They're in states where once you put your feet in the streets, you're entitled to vote, or they have finished their probation or their parole, and they are eligible to vote, but they don't know it. They don't know it, they don't understand it, and they fear that if they vote, they might end up back in jail. So if you know someone in your family who is formerly incarcerated, who's come out, I got an F on my report card and I can't vote, or I don't know, you need to call that number I gave you, right? That 866-OUR-VOTE hotline number. Call it. Did you hear me? Make sure that that person calls and finds out what their right to vote is right now in their state. Don't hesitate. Don't sit back and think you know the answer, because you don't, until you have a professional help and assist you. Please, everybody, listen to me. 18 million. That's the difference between every election in this country. Do it. Do it. We are also happy to have joining us today. Wow. I mean, what an all-star lineup we have today, folks, for this show for you to hear. We have with us Commissioner Rodney Ellis. He is a county commissioner from the mighty Harris County in the mighty state of Texas. He has been a former state senator. He's been a former city councilor. He has been on the front lines of the fight for voter justice. I have met him on alongside of the mighty Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson Sr., and he is without question one of the sharpest, most amazing public advocates in this country. I want you to welcome to our radio show none other than Rodney Ellis. Hey, Rodney.
Oh, Barbara, you're going to give me the big head. I'm just so honored to be on. Look, this is the second date, and to all of your other guests, I looked at the list of guests, and you got a power lineup. Look, this is the second day of early voting in Texas. I voted yesterday. And at the end of the day, when the polls closed yesterday, 125,400 people voted. That almost matches the record 4 years ago. Close.
Wow.
We didn't quite get there, but it was very close to the record 4 years ago. Now, that is a powerful statement. I know the population has gone up a little bit. You know, we're bigger than Harris County's 4.9 million people in 27 states. Only Cook County, which is Chicago, L.A. County, which includes the city of Los Angeles, is larger. L.A. is 10 million people. Cook County, about 200,000 people more than we have. But that it is impressive because, you know, Texas is ground zero for voter suppression. Everything you can think of in Texas to suppress the vote, my former colleagues in the legislature have done it. And I really, it's sad to think about it. I want everybody to vote. I know this is a nonpartisan show. Look, whether you're for or against me, I want you to exercise your right to vote. That's democracy.
Right.
But let me tell you why they're doing all of this crazy stuff in Texas, why we're the hotbed for most of these lawsuits, anti-affirmative action stuff is funded by folks out of Texas. For all of the right-wing ideas you can think of, they incubate here. It's because Beto O'Rourke had this line, so it's his. I've changed it a little bit. But Texas is not a red state. It's a blue state that does not vote. And they know that. You know, we have the distinction of having the largest African-American population of any state in the country, in terms of numbers, raw numbers, not percentage. Blacks about 12-13% of the state's population. But in terms of raw numbers, you're talking about 12-13% of 30 million people. So the largest number of black people in African Americans in America or in Texas, we're spread out, is so big. So you don't see us. Barbara, I remember when I was a student at Xavier, New Orleans, my freshman year, I went to Atlanta for something. I saw these black people at the hotel, the Hyatt, in Atlanta. And I was thinking, what's going on? Is the convention going on? Although there were probably more black people in Houston then, but because it's so spread out,
right,
you don't see them in one place. But look, that's an impressive number. I know it's a nonpartisan show, so I want to mention President Trump was here a couple of days ago, but here's the big one. Vice President Kamala Harris is coming back to Texas, to Houston on Friday. Now, what does that say?
Oh, okay.
Says that, you know, a lot of ways you can read it. It may say that the Senate race, where you have Colin Allred, African-American congressman from North Texas, in a competitive race with Ted Cruz. And he's down, but only a couple of points down. And these folks are scared to death They don't know what to do. So I'm assuming with Kamala Harris, the vice president, coming through Houston on Friday. They haven't announced the place, but the time is out, 5 to 8. And I'm sure Secret Service is sorting through what the venue will be. That says a lot of things. It could mean, I'm not saying I'm on the inside, and I know, you know, I made calls helping on logistics when they were trying to tie down location. But it could mean it's a good overture to the Latino vote. This is ground zero for all of the anti-choice stuff on women. You know, some of the most restrictive laws in the Texas, in the country come out of Texas. Examples that were used in the last debate of women being denied their right to decide what to do with their bodies and the consequences of that. It's an overture to that. Obviously, the largest black population. But I hope that it generates some enthusiasm. If we get our numbers up high enough, the Democrats will carry Harris County. But if the numbers, the turnout gets high enough, it could be enough to carry Colin Hall all right over. She could be coming because, assuming she wins, she needs 50 votes in the Senate.
Yes. And again, you know, if you – okay, go ahead there.
You know, Commissioner Ellison.
You can tell I'm fired up.
Yes. We
you know,
love it.
It doesn't take much to fire you up, Commissioner. Come on now. But you know, Commissioner, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is that, you know, Reverend Jackson always talks about the 600,000 black people in Texas that are unregistered. And we know that in recent weeks that there was a purging of like a million voters in the state of Texas. So when we hear you do this analysis with how close the race is in Texas, does that million person purge, that million voter purge weigh in there some type of way? Is this the reason for this purge that went on in Texas?
It is, and obviously the purge hurts. We don't have online registration. You know, we're one of about 5 or 6 states that does not do it. I have 2 kids in college out of state, and one up in Syracuse was worried. I'm glad she's excited, being even up in New York, 21 years old. She wanted to know if she needed to fly in. First, I was thinking she just wants an excuse to come down here to this warm weather for a few days. But so I assured her, at least in Harris County, she can fill out her application online to get a mail-in ballot. You can't register online, but you can email or fax in your application. You have to do it. She wanted to know, well, can we just send you the application? No. I mean, you remember, we did. We were trying to send a mail-in ballot during the pandemic with federal money to every person eligible to get a mail-in ballot. And you decide, you fill it out. And they shut that down. You might remember we did drive-through voting. We did 24-hour voting.
It was
off. And shut it all down, you know, because the turnout got so high. During the pandemic, we were trying to make it as easy to vote as possible because people were afraid to come out. So they went and passed laws, even more draconian laws. It makes the case why we need the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. But here's what I tell people when I get out. No matter how discouraged you are, African Americans in particular, you are descendants. Mm-hmm. We are descendants of people who had to guess the number of bubbles in soap. You know what I mean? Had to guess the number of jelly beans in a jar. Had to try and remember to cite verses of the Constitution. But somehow we figured out how to make a way where there was no way. And we're spending unprecedented money. The Democrats have sent money in. Obviously, Republicans are doing that. I know it's none part. They're doing their numbers well, and I'm willing to bet former President Trump will roll back through Texas because word is out now that the Vice President, Kamala Harris, is coming in on Friday. So I expect him to roll back through as well. We've got to try to make it work, no matter how hard it is, and hope that we end up with 50 people in the United States Senate, whether they're D's or R's, are conscious, who will go and pass that voting rights. What does that say to people around the world where we have Americans putting their lives on the line, spending unprecedented amounts of money for democracy around the world, and you can't get it here? Can you imagine?
Isn't it something?
To the vote online?
And can we, I also, you know, President Ford, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so you heard Mighty Commissioner